Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Raise Changemakers, a roadmap for your sustainable family life. I am just waiting for my partner at Raise Changemakers, Ivana, to come online. And as soon as she does, we are going to be able to go live with her, and we're going to be introducing our new parenting and sustainability course, our membership, our community, and we're going to take a deep dive for you. Hi, everyone who's joining. Hello. Hi, Rosette. How are you doing? We're going to be taking a deep dive for you into all of these aspects of Raise Changemakers. We're going to tell you about what Raise Changemakers is, how we are going to be creating this incredible membership community, and the course that we have already started creating for you. We officially have our logo. So up there is Ivana right now. We have our logo.
Well, recent it is, that's how fresh our logo is. Hello everyone who's joining, and I think Ivana should be joining any moment now. Has she? Okay, yes, there she is. Hello, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Yay.
Can you hear me?
Hi, good evening, Ivana.
Good evening, everyone.
So this is Ivana, who is the other co-founder of Raise Changemakers. We were just chatting, Ivana, before you came on about how we're going to have a community membership online course that we've already started recording, and we're excited to dive in. So Ivana, would you like to start by introducing yourself, and then we can maybe talk about our roadmap to sustainable family living?
Absolutely. Good evening, everyone. Once again, my name is Ivana, and I am a co-founder of Raise Changemakers. Some of you may have joined our live a couple of months back. I don't know if you mentioned it earlier.
Not yet. No, I haven't. We'll remember.
This is where we are a few months later. As I said, I co-founded the Raise Changemakers with Charlotte. I am a sustainable development specialist. I work for the UN for over a decade, and I'm also a children's books author on sustainability. I also completed my yoga teacher's training course. I'm a yoga instructor and a mom of Amar and Victor. So I'm really excited to be here to start talking about our program, our community, everything that's coming up. And thank you, Charlotte, for having me on our Top Tip Tuesday.
Thanks so much, Ivana. This is really exciting to be able to tell the world what we've been working on for the best part of 4 months, 6 months, most of this year. Ivana and I met 2.5 years ago. She was first a client of mine of Enriching Environments. And for people who don't know me, I'm the founder of Enriching Environments. I'm a Montessori educator, an author, and a parenting mentor. And I guide parents and educators in the most important work of our lives, which is, of course, raising the next generation. I've seen a couple of educators just come on this evening. Hi, welcome, everyone. I saw Sarah as well come on. So thank you all so much for being here. And what we are, there's another educator just popped on as well. What we would love to talk to you about this evening is our roadmap to sustainable family living, and how we're not going to tell you all of the juicy stuff we're going to have in the membership and the community quite yet, but we want to give you a few little teasers, a little bit of information on how you can get involved, because we started co-creating this course over the past couple of months, but what we really want is members to join and continue with this co-creation. So we want to know what your questions are about raising sustainable families. For those of you who are joining from here in the Middle East, in Dubai, as we all know, it's a challenge to live a sustainable life when we are living in a city that was created out of the desert. So we're going to be going step by step on our program, on our course. This is a journey, that's how we see it, and to guide you in really bite-sized pieces on how you can live in integrity with your own values. we're also overwhelmed as parents, and then we think about the sustainability side. So the way I see it is parenting is really overwhelming. Thinking about leading sustainable life is really overwhelming as well. So what we're going to do, and with Ivana's genius in sustainable development and her experience at the United Nations, and we're going to put that together with child development and my perspective and my knowledge as a Montessori educator. And we're going to take two things, as we say, that are really overwhelming and actually unpack them and give you this step-by-step journey so that we can show you that by weaving something as simple and beautiful and time-tested as Montessori education can weave into sustainable living. And probably lots of you are doing lots of things already, hey? We know that if you are interested in alternatives to mainstream living, then you're probably quite aware of some sustainable practices. But Ivana has got so much wisdom and experience to share about what sustainability is. So I think that's maybe a good place to start.
Thank you, Charlotte. As I said, about 3 years ago, I became a mom. And being in the United Nations, I realized that a lot of my work and a lot of the work of my colleagues, it revolved a lot around creating this whole context of sustainable development, the whole framework at such a high policy level and such a high institutional level. And just being in the UN, my thoughts were like, oh, of course, all of our work translates really easily and really effortlessly into the educational curriculum. And I was being in the circle of development workers, I just assumed that everyone is aware of sustainable development goals. And just becoming a mom and having been in a situation where I realized maybe it's time for me to take a little break from the organization and start something on my own, focus on my children, seeing the world outside of the UN, I actually realized that sustainability is not very clear as a concept to a lot of people. Actually, the statistics show that about 15% of respondents in the EU were comfortable saying that they understand what sustainability means. And a lot of people do think that sustainability is all about the environment. And the reality is, and that everything that we've been working on for the past at least 10 years in the UN is really bringing sustainability, not just talking about environment, but just seeing there's an intersection of the economic and social and environmental pillars. And that's not really clear to everyone. And it's really not a fault. It's a fault of our system, our development system, our UN systems and our governments for not putting an effort in translating this into a really simple and easy language for people to understand. And then to my surprise, I was really shocked to realize that there's very little literature for children that brings this integration together, and that all the sustainable development work that we've done is really poorly translated to our educational curriculum. And that's how I started. That's where it all started. And again, in this whole journey as a parent and going through the program with you, Charlotte, with the coaching program, learning about Montessori, I was just so connected to the philosophy. And I remember one of the few highlights, one of the few aha moments that seemed like, wow, this is such a beautiful system that is a philosophy for children to really learn. It was the kindness framework, and we'll talk about it a little bit later, but when you told me about the simple rules you have at home for your children and you recommended to just put them in place and see how my parenting can revolve around those rules, when you talked about kindness, how in Montessori you're talking of kindness to self, kindness to others, and kindness to the environment, I was blown away. I just felt that this framework was just so simple and so complete that just that addition, kindness to the environment, no one ever talks about it. We always talk about like, oh, how can you be kind to others? How can you be kind to ourselves? But kindness to the environment, our immediate environment, and our planet, our nature is just so integral, and it's so important to embed it all together. And it reminded me of the sustainability framework, because it is the integration of economic, social, and environmental. So this is how we are. This is how race change makers emerged over the months, and how I just saw this perfect fit with the Montessori philosophy and framework to take it forward.
Thank you so much, Ivana. You just touched on the three pillars of sustainability. Would you mind just re-emphasizing those? So for anyone who's not familiar with what those three core pillars are, then that's going to give people an idea of what we're going to be diving into in our course.
Yes. So essentially, sustainable development is about making sure that we have the resources that we need as the current generation, making sure that we do not compromise the needs and the resources that our future generations would need. And sustainability in that sense really means that we need to protect the environment, we need to make sure that we breathe a clean air, that our water is clean, that our earth is well cultivated and taken care of to provide for all of us. But at the same time, we do need to make sure that we create decent jobs that provide for everyone's basic needs. And then we also need to make sure that these jobs are available to everyone, no matter what your background is, no matter what kind of circumstances you were born into. So it's really about economic, social, and environmental. The sustainability is at the intersection of those three. Mm-hmm. And my biggest wish is to really bring that complex. It's very complex. Mm. It's not an easy thing to fix and to grasp, because our educational systems are designed in a way to think in silos. Mm. You either go for your sciences, or you go for your humanities, you go for social or economic or environmental sciences. But the reality is, our solutions to our problems today lie at the intersection of these three. So how can we bring this framework, this integrated framework, to our children to really absorb it in a way so that their minds are not compartmentalized like ours, because of the way we were raised, and our education systems have shaped us, and our institutions have shaped us. And if you look at the governance level, at national level, global level, for years now, we have separate ministry of education, ministry of environment, ministry of economy. These are all separate entities that have this very loose structure at the top, where they communicate, but everything, all the technical work, everything is done at a very, very, very strict frame, within strict frameworks of these areas. And our future lies at a really crossing these disciplines, really going into multidisciplinary approaches, and bringing new paradigms.
Wow, that's so great. That's so beautifully said. I just want to remind anyone, because people keep coming in. Thank you so much, everyone who's joining. If you have any questions, please do type them in, and we can answer them live. Any we don't have time to answer right now, we can easily come back to when we post this on all the social medias later. What I'd love to do, Ivana, with your permission, is just give everyone a little teaser of what maybe the topics are of our first three modules. Would that be okay? Yes. The topic title. Absolutely. And I wanted to touch on what we want to bring forth. So there's going to be lots of other points, but maybe what is in my heart of our 5 points for our roadmap. And for our roadmap for living a sustainable family life, one of our pillars is following a child's natural development. So that means that we're not going to give them information about the environment or social or economic issues that are not developmentally appropriate. We're going to meet them where they are, and that means picking up litter with your toddler, and that means looking after a houseplant. That doesn't mean explaining, climate change to your toddler. We're going to keep it really simple, really developmentally appropriate. And something that keeps coming up in all of our recordings and all the work we're doing together is this fun and playfulness. And these are big topics, but they don't need to be. It's a serious business, but it doesn't need to be taken seriously. These are big topics, but we can break them down. And everything we do makes a difference. So we really want to get that across. So this is our child's natural development. We're not going to be putting our own projections of them being, you know, future leaders or anything like that. This isn't about our egos and what we want our children to become. This is about doing these little steps in our daily lives to make a big difference in our own happiness, but also making sure that our child has room to be a child as well. That's really important. Secondly, it's nurturing a deep love for the natural world. We all want to protect and look after the things that we love. So that feels sort of an integral part. Fostering empathy is another one. Empowering children to make a difference. So giving them self-belief, agency, direction. And fifth in our roadmap is us being the best version of ourselves, because when we are the best version of ourselves, we're going to be able to lead our children, guide our children as calm, confident leaders. That's going to look different every day. That doesn't mean perfect, seeking perfection. That means doing the best we can with the resources we have. We all have different levels of resources. We all have different situations, economic and otherwise, that we live in. We all live in different parts of the world where it's easier than other places to live a sustainable life. So being the best version of ourselves feels like something that's attainable, you know, something that's achievable, and that's what we're seeking in our program, in our membership, in our community.
Yes, because the children will absorb the energy and the way we show up in the world. And if we are the best version of ourselves, if we have embodied what it means to be someone who is kind to ourselves and someone who is kind to others and someone who is kind to the environment, the research shows that what's picked up in childhood is what adults will ultimately keep bringing into their own life. Yeah. And that was the inspiration. I do believe that one of my favorite quotes, and Charlotte, you know, because I share it so many times, is shared it so many times with you, is that if we could raise children in a way that they become connected to their body, to their mind, mm-hmm. to their emotions, to their own world, in a way that will guide them in the future on how to handle the emotions, how to handle the body intelligence and really tap into it, would make a huge difference. And Ita Beforns really said it perfectly. She said that thoughts not rooted in the wisdom of the body are easily biased and manipulated. And an educational system that focuses on mental thought without teaching how to access the greater intelligence of our body leaves our children disempowered and vulnerable. And some of us have probably, for some of us, this really resonates if we have done a lot of self-development work and we have gone through all the processes of really relearning how to tap into our body and understand what's going on inside and how to deal with our internal world, with our mind, and what comes out of it, how much creation and power we have once we have tapped into it. And if we could pass that on to our children, that would be amazing. And so essentially within the Race Changemakers, we have a framework that allows parents, starting with themselves, to access that wisdom of the body with your guidance and your Montessori philosophy, how to guide children to do the same, to learn how to tap into their body's intelligence, and then ultimately it will be easier Once we have achieved that connection and kindness to ourselves and to others, made a connection with the children to then take care of the environment, it will be a very easy and natural way to see the importance of protecting the environment, to see the importance of modeling some of these small things in our habits, day-to-day habits, that will have children also notice the importance of caring for the environment.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So essentially, this is a parenting course and a sustainability course all in one. And I know all of you, thank you so much for everyone who's joining, are wondering, how do I get involved? How do I learn more? So we are just launching on all of the socials. So you can find us on Instagram, on LinkedIn. We have a YouTube channel, Spotify for podcasts, what have I forgotten, Facebook, Twitter, all of those channels. I know you're really interested in the membership. We also have free downloads as well as some fun free downloads. And I know you're really interested in the membership. So you, as soon as we launch our first module for the membership, we're going to be broadcasting it on all the social media. If you want to get in touch with us in the meantime to be one of our members before the pre-launch, we would love to co-create with you. So you can send us an email, hello@raisechangemakers.com, or you can contact us through any of the social media channels. We can't wait for you to be with us. And I've got two more minutes, and let me tell you the titles of the first three modules, because this is really exciting, and this will give you a little idea of the journey we're going to travel together. So the introduction is all about us and our path in sustainability and education. Your first module is about redefining sustainability, what we think it means and what it actually means. Module two is the importance of teaching sustainability at home, and one little clue for that, it's all about modeling. It's all about what we do, which will feed into what our children will do and what we'll learn. And module three is really where the secret sauce is, because that is connecting sustainability, mindfulness, and Montessori parenting, Montessori philosophy. So module three is when we start getting into the really deep, juicy work of looking at ourselves and all of Montessori philosophy. And as you said so rightly, about all of this work starts from us. That's what Montessori philosophy is at the heart. Dr. Montessori knew that every child, every parent is their child's first teacher, and everything we need to know is in the child in front. She invited us just to observe our child. She would say so many times, this is not a method, I'm just observing children and telling you what I see. She wanted everyone to see and have this knowledge, and we all can. And that's what the beauty of this membership is we're going to gift you how you can really approach and look at your child's natural development, see what their needs are, and then we can weave in the sustainability pieces. And that's what our gift to you is. Ivana, what would you like us to finish on?
Just as a little teaser, we have a 10 powerful tips on how to raise change makers as a document of 15 pages with some important questions we actually learn from parents, the common questions parents have when it comes to modeling sustainability. So we tried to answer them from our experience and our knowledge. So if you would like to have a look at the document, you'll find it in our Linktree profile on Instagram and other socials.
Amazing. So you can go to our Linktree, which is linktree.com/raisechangemakers. You'll see all of our resources in there. And I think we put the download at the top. Did we put the 10 questions at the top? So yeah, you'll find that in the top button on our Linktree. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on all of the socials, and we're excited to be with you on this journey.
Same. Thank you so much, Charlotte, for the opportunity again.
Thank you so much, Ivana. So in such a joy for us to be creating this together, and so much more magic to come. Thanks so much for joining, everyone, and we look forward to seeing you inside the Race Changemakers membership. Thanks so much. Take care.